Next item is item 13 under new business, 13A, proposed ordinance number 898, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Rankin, Alaska, amending section 14.11.005 fee schedule of the Rankin Municipal Code relating to fees for use of harbors and port facilities to add a fee for long-term storage reservation at the Marine Service Center and fees for Myers Chuck Moorage. This is a first reading.
Make a motion to approve the first reading and move to a second with public hearing to be held April 28th, 2015.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
If you don't mind, I'd like to hear the Port Commissioner's take on this and so that the public understands why it's necessary.
I've seen you mean
Harbor Master.
I'm sorry, yes.
Greg Meisner, 212 Second Avenue. Which portion? All of it? As in the Norge for Myers Chuck?
Yes.
As many of you are aware, and maybe some of you aren't, the city and borough of Rango now owns the Myers Chuck Harbor, which is whatever, 60-ish miles south of Rango. And in the decision of taking that thing over about 5 years of discussion with the folks down there, we come to understand that we would have to have a fee system set up so we can put something in the bank to be fair, like all of our facilities, put something in the bank for as little as it may be, repairs and eventually replacement. And through some workshops with Myers Chuck and the Port Commission, we come to consensus on some numbers, which you probably have in front of you there. And that's where we're at with that. It's not going to put a whole lot of money. There's not a ton of usage. We're a little fuzzy on how much transient traffic, which will probably be the biggest part of the money source. We'll find out after a year or so watching it operate what it creates. And as far as the reservation system for the boatyard, we got really close last year shoving some potential folks away that wanted to come haul their boat out and store for the winter because we were getting pretty close to being full. And then when you have a cancellation, which we had, I think, one late there, we realized we run the risk of pushing traffic away and then all of a sudden having some cancellations and then losing some potential a boater here. So to get folks to commit to that long-term storage and reserve a spot, because a lot of these folks will tell you in May they want a spot in September, October, and you write them in there, and they're really not committed. They could just bail and leave. So we come up with a solution where we charge them $100 fee, which goes toward their first storage, month storage when they do commit. And if they, and the policy will be if they cancel within 30 days, we will keep their funds.
If they, what if they move out by, you know, have to adjust their plans by a month? What happens to that fee? Say they say they're going to come the 1st of October, you turn somebody away and they show up, they say, oh no, I'm not coming till November.
Plan, the plan was within, inside of 30 days we'd keep their money. If they call and say, hey, my plans have changed, I'm going to leave the boat in Washington, whatever the case may be, we would refund their money. If they do it within inside 30 days, we figure that's close enough then to make some real plans, we would keep their money. Similar to what we do with the wait list. We have a wait list fee in the harbor. We had it for years. If you're on the wait list and we keep you on there actively and send you letters and so on, if you decide you just want to get off the list tomorrow, you forfeit those funds. If you take a stall, those funds go toward your first installment of your board. This is a similar deal.
But not if you postpone.
If they just postpone their date?
Yes.
Well, if they say they're going to come out in September and they change their mind until October, not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
No, we want their business. We don't want to run them away, but we want to somehow get them committed a little bit too so we don't potentially shove other customers away.
Mayor.
Go ahead.
Greg, how did you come up with that fee? Is that...
The dollar up?
Maybe I'm kind of stingy here, but is that enough?
Well, we store everything from, 32 foot to 45 foot. That's about what you have for gill netter size little yacht boats. And that's about an average of, say, a 36 foot boat for a monthly fee. Just picked a number that would be about a monthly fee. If you're 32, you're a little less than that, 85 or 90 bucks. If you're a 40 footer, it's 135 or something. Okay. So that was kind of in the middle number, just a random number, even.
I was going to say, I don't really have a problem with that at all. If I'm traveling and I call and make a hotel reservation, they're going to bill my card right then. If I don't call at least and cancel it, just don't show up, they're going to bill me for it. So it just makes sense.
You've made arrangements for anyone down there to oversee this? I don't, I assume you're not going to be...
You talking the Myers check? You talking the Myers check deal?
Yes.
That's the trickiest part in this whole fiasco of talking to the folks at Myers check. The obvious is they're 60 miles south of us, and we're not there to see what's going on. So we've had conversations from everything at throwing a big camera up there, looking down them live 24/7, which, of course, no one likes that idea. But the perfect scenario would be to have somebody who is there, who had the time. And you're really talking about May through September. That's the busiest traffic time, because after that, you have six or seven people that live there in the winter. Half of them have private stalls. A few folks who use the docks. They're going to pay an annual fee once a year, and July we'll never see them until next July. So it's a busy time we're concerned with. And our hope was going to be to have somebody who would just once a day, you know, walk the dock at 7, 8 o'clock and verify everyone's kicked in. We're going to put a collection box down there with all the appropriate documentation so they can fill it out, staple check to it, shove it in an envelope, whatever, in the box, and once a week it's shipped to Wrangell. We're having a little difficulty getting someone to step up who has enough time right now to do it. So there's a guy that's looking at retiring this year after fishing who will be there all next year. So we kind of come to an idea that we're going to do the kind of the little box, the honor system for now. And most folks, if they see a box sitting and they walk the dock, they're getting, most folks are going to ante up. They're accustomed to paying. But with that, I think we're going to probably do something where we, as yachters come into Wrangell, we're going to try to do a little, just start asking how many folks have stopped in Myers Chuck, so we can start making a list here to see how the numbers pan out, because you really don't know. Short of that, that's the difficult part of this whole thing.
I just thought of the logistics of it would be kind of difficult.
It is. That's the worst part of this. Coming up with the fee is not that hard. We're just trying to find out who can collect the fee. And it's not a big deal. The dock's 400 feet long. You can walk it in about 3 minutes. And if you open this box and see there's six envelopes and then there's eight boats, well, there's a couple you need to knock on their door. But that's really all entails. But trying to get someone to step up has been a little difficult. So we're muttering through that now.
Any further questions?
I have a question. Are you compensating this person that you want to walk? I mean, could you do a trade? Somebody that maybe even
the
has
first
a
idea
board
was maybe
or something?
Breaking mortgage or something. You know, there's only a half dozen folks that are paying mortgage, so it's not a lot of money. But if you gave somebody just, you know, that's a question for the attorney too, because it's a city-owned facility. There's rules you got to follow, so I'm trying to make sure we're not going crazy with this. But that'd be the simple reason, a simple solution, and they're game to that.
Yeah.
But what it started to do is one person said, well, I don't have enough time, so if you give me a little break, I can do some of it. Then another person said, they'll do it. And it started, I just started saying, no, you know, we don't need three people doing a tiny little job. So we kind of come to the conclusion that we're just going to do a drop box for now, see how it goes, play it out for year one, and then probably amend to go to plan B come next year. No, there's no perfect solution. It's kind of a clumsy thing, but we'll get through it. It's just going to be getting somebody who's retired and has the time who's just going to be sitting around there to do this. So,
anything further? Thank you. Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B. Approval to proceed with the sale of city tidelands as requested by Bill and Cheryl Goodell, owner of Southeast Properties.
Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Could I ask the city clerk to kind of go through what this process is?
Can so we have that, a motion first?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I move. I don't have the motion up. I move to proceed with the sale of city tidelands adjacent to the Stikine Inn, a portion of lot 3A-1, block 2A, ATS-83, and a portion of subdivided tidelands, ATS-83, as requested by Bill and Cheryl Goodell, Southeast Properties, and to waive the public auction and bid provisions as stated in 16.12.040B&C, which is allowed under WMC 16.12.075.
No, I'll second it.
What do you want?
Any good question? Now you can ask.
Now I can ask.
So what this is basically so that we can proceed. So just to, if it's approved this evening, to move forward, then I will, when I get the preliminary plat or the plat, then I will go ahead and order the appraisal. Once the appraisal comes in, then it'll come back to the assembly for approval of the resolution to sell the Tidelands to Southeast Properties through a quitclaim deed, through a resolution. And I did include the code provision in the item so that if anybody had any questions on how everything kind of goes, it's all in there.
The only question I have is, have there been allowances made or changes made to incorporate an alternate staging area for the cruise ships as part of this?
Not in this, because this isn't part of it. This isn't, that would be separate. And I know that in the borough manager's report, there was a section in there that he did talk about that. Did you see that? If not, I can read it.
No, I've seen it.
Do you want me to read it for the public?
Sure.
So the vendor shop, which borough manager Jay Bush had explained in his manager's report, says, "This is something new that we are considering to help resolve the loss of the vendor shelter if the assembly approves the proposal from the Skeen Inn to expand the hotel. We would add some rock on the south side of the dock approach and could create a flat spot and build a covered area there. We would have our engineer do a simple design and we would piecemeal this in-house for the rock and work and then bid out the structure. Just an idea at this time, but we think we will have the grant money remaining to get this done."
Okay.
And it's my understanding that the good deals were going to, if the assembly did approve selling it and if the sale did go through, they were going to fix up that structure and it would be available for the public to use for free, which is not...
The old structure.
The old structure for until they're ready to build, which at this point... Please correct me if I'm wrong. Right now, you're supposed to be paying for it. There is a fee.
Go ahead.
I'll keep it short. You're right. Just so folks are clear, what we have now is a vendor shelter that was built 25, 30 years ago by volunteers. And the purpose was to let the folks in Wrangell sell their goods to the cruise industry. The city took it over. So, of course, with that comes a fee for maintenance. And early on when we had a lot of crews, it was a pretty busy place, filled up, and everybody was paying. As the cruise industry kind of tapered down, the big ships have faded because they weren't all full. Once in a while, we'd have one or two. It has been used by folks to get out of the weather when it's rainy and blowy. They'd stage underneath there. But what the good deal is, if I understand correctly, they're going to do anyways is fix it up, leave it there till, I think he's assuming around 4 years till he can proceed, and leave it there free of charge the way it is. So, and then eventually put something back much better with a similar type scenario where you pay to use it. So the only thing that the folks will be out is not having the free use when it's not being rented anyways. But in this conversation to try to rectify not having a spot, should there be a group of people in the rain, even if it's not a cruise day, people need a dry space. And talking to Jay Bush, we are going to have some funds from, remaining grant funds from the cruise ship project that has to be spent on that site for that industry. So we started looking at that roundabout area, thinking where could we add a little bit of material, make a flat spot without getting too far where it would involve a core permit. And we found a spot just south. If you drive down there, you look to the south end of that circle, you see a green light. Right behind there, it's flat enough we can get an area we think can probably hold something about 12 to 14 by 40 feet or something, probably about a little over half the size of what's there now. So we can put something in there with these funds. You know, we can wait 4 years when it finally goes away, but we won't have the funds then. So we can move forward, put something in there that can work down the road if necessary. So it shouldn't affect what they're up to.
Okay.
Thank you. Any further discussion? I've got a couple of comments on it, you know. This is taking property that's basically not being used and putting it on the tax rolls, and which is a benefit to the city, everybody in the city. Currently, it's kind of a, there seems like everybody's trying to work together to accommodate everyone on this. And we as assembly, in my opinion, would be derelict if we didn't proceed with it and get that tax, you know, get as much tax out of it as we can. It's not the city's purpose. I know I may be making some people angry, but it's not the city's place to provide people a place to do business. I mean, we don't do it, Mr. Goodell himself. We did build a Stikine Inn for him to run a hotel. So, I mean, if we did that for everybody, the city would be bankrupt very soon. So, but this is a means where we can, seems like we can work around and work together to give everybody something.
Can I say something? I think Mr. Goodale has made a very good effort to try to accommodate everybody, and I think this is a win-win for us and Mr. Goodale and the harbor and the guys running the tours as well. So I commend you for your effort.
I think anytime we see improvements in our economy, that anything that creates jobs, it's going to create jobs to work in the hotel when it's built. It's going to, you know, put excavation workers together when they put the fill in. I mean, we're going to see activity down there, and I always think that makes us all feel like our economy's doing better. And anytime we do that, it helps all of our property values and therefore the tax rolls of the city.
Anything else?
Nope.
Oh, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, proposed ordinance number 899, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 5.22.030, enhanced 911 surcharge on local exchange access lines and wireless telephone numbers by the Wrangell Municipal Code to increase the monthly surcharge within the enhanced 911 service area. This is a first reading.
I'll move to approve first reading, move to a second with a public hearing to be held on April 28, 2015.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
There's more to that motion.
Oh, there is.
In front of you, there was a revision to that agenda item, the motion. It's not on there, it's on the right in front of you.
I downloaded it today.
Okay.
This one here.
Okay.
We can just get a second, and then we can just make it. If the assembly can just do an amendment to add that, it's fine.
Okay.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Now the discussion.
I'll make an amendment to add into that motion, and for the distribution of revenues to be as follows. 40% would go to the repair and maintenance of the 911 equipment, and the balance to go towards the operations of the system.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. So we vote on the amendment. Hold on, please.
Oh, would you like discussion
on the amendment? Hold on, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Now, any discussion on the original motion on the...
As amended.
Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, proposed ordinance number 900. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, proposing amendment to the Home Rule Charter, repealing section 11-2, Thomas Bay Power Authority. This is a first reading.
Move to approve first reading and move to a second with a public hearing to be held April 28th, 2015.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, approval of a letter of support for Alaska Islands Community Service.
Move to approve a letter of support to be sent to the Department of Health and Social Services in support of AICS obtaining a grant for the Healthy Meals and Exercise Program.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Could we hear, since we have someone here from that program, could we hear what that is a little bit?
Certainly. If you'd come forward and state your name and address for the record, please.
Brooke Reynolds, 412 Reed Street. This program actually is kind of twofold, and it's, we're asking for a very small amount of money from the state of Alaska to do an expansion on our health and wellness program. Right now, we just serve people with developmental disabilities and those with chronic mental illness. And we're really actually excited about it because we have somebody on staff who has expertise in that area, and this funding will help us expand that a little bit and be able to open it more to the public. So part of the program would be referrals from our clinic. For those who have health issues, and the referrals would be coming in to us and our health and wellness coordinator, and this person would work with them on an individualized exercise plan and, of course, dieting. If there's certain restrictions they might have, diabetic needs and stuff like that, as well as part of this grant funding we're hoping will provide for us to work with the kids who are in the daycare and Clinkit and Haida Head Start. To provide additional activities to teach them about a healthy lifestyle.
Yes.
Will the clients be charged a service fee, or does this grant cover all
this
the services?
This grant will cover all the services.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, approval to dispose of city surplus property.
I move to approve the items listed as surplus, that these items be advertised for bid as required under Wrangell Municipal Code 5.10.060 and authorize the borough manager to dispose of any items not bid on in a manner that is in the best interest of the city.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13G. Approval of a change order for Western Dock and Bridge, LLC, for the Wrangell City Dock Fender Pile Replacement Project.
I'll move to approve the change order number one for $13,700 and the closeout of the project with funds to come out of grant funds, which have been allocated for the project.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Greg, can you tell us what that involves?
Yes. When the project was being completed, we had the whole face fender pile completed, and we've talked about putting a second set of summer floats on the inside, which would be the south part of the dock. We ended up having three creosote piling left from that project, new ones. And on the inside, where the new dock will go eventually, the pilings that were there were just little bitty guys. We knew they would not support a dock, so we had these three, and we had the contractor sitting there, so we had him yank those three and put in the three big ones. And if you drive out there, you'll see they're not even fastened yet, because we don't have the right size piling hoops, because they're a lot bigger pilings. So we just had him do it while he was here. We had the pilings, we already bought them. Took him a few hours to yank the old ones and put new ones in. So that's just what you see there.
Anything further?
Thank you.
I'm up next, so I'm just going to stand here.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please.
Assemblymembers Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Next item. 13H, approval of the quote received from Richards Pipe and Steel Incorporated for the purchase of Camel logs.
Move to approve the bid received from Richards Pipe and Steel Incorporated for the city to purchase Camel logs in the amount of $47,730 with funds to come from the State of Alaska DOT grant.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
I'd like to hear
what
he has to say.
Camel logs are the logs that float on the water that run the full length of the dock, that when you have big ships or barges lay against, so they lay against that, and it spreads your weight out amongst all the pilings. And traditionally you've had old wood logs that used to be boomsticks back in the day when there were boomsticks around, and they're hard to find. So we had some, actually Mikey Allen sold us some. He logged off city property and for us, and we got them in here. But what I'm doing now is I'm having, because we have the funds, I'm gonna have some steel ones made that have the UHMW coating on them and have pad eyes welded on them. They're galvanized, and we'll have, they'll last virtually forever. So that's what we're doing, just replacing the old wood with something that'll be there for a long time.
Is this is part of that same
grant
effort.
Same project, just another step of the facility.
Anything further? Stay there. You've got one more. Call roll, please.
Assemblymembers Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13I, approval of the Shoemaker Bay Harbor Engineering Design Services Task 2 Fee Proposal.
I move to approve PND Engineers Cost Proposal for the Shoemaker Bay Harbor Rehabilitation Design Task 2 Engineering Services for moorage replacement in the amount of $465,039 with funding to come from the borough's DCCED grant.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Anyone have any questions for Mr. Meisner since he's standing here? Go ahead.
Who's decided which engineering firm to do this with? Is that something that
we put out RFPs? We had staff sit down and evaluate them and make a decision.
Okay.
There's four of us that independently evaluated them with an evaluation sheet.
This isn't something our engineering firm here in town could handle.
R&M?
Yes.
Well, there's a whole bunch of R&Ms. R&M has split up many times since its original group. The R&M here didn't put a number or a proposal. And R&M out of Anchorage did. A different firm, same name. They're the only two we had. And believe it or not, all four people that evaluated this had it really similar. Mine was a little different, but similar, but I had some very detailed information of other projects. Well, mine was a little different, so. But we're happy with, I mean, that's, we're happy with P&D with the product we get, but we did go through the evaluation process.
Anything further for Mr. Meisner? Thank you. You can sit down.
All that stuff.
Any further discussion? Full vote, please.
Assemblymembers Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. And the next item has been removed from the agenda. So, item 13J. So, the next item is item 14, attorney's file.
Where's that at?
There is none.
There is none.
Right at the end, of course. Does everybody see the attorney's file?
We've got to go through 15 pages of that one we didn't listen to. No, I'm on email. No, it wouldn't show up.
Has anyone got any questions on the attorney's file? And we'll continue on with item 15, executive session. There is none. Item 16, adjournment. We'll adjourn at 7:56 p.m.